Welcome to Watch the Stack, a podcast designed to help commercial real estate sponsors and developers do larger deals. Here on this show, we focus on all aspects of the commercial real estate capital stack: senior debt, mezzanine debt, pref equity, common equity, and everything in between. With that being said, let's get started. Disclaimer: investing in securities is risky, and you can lose all of your money. This is not a commitment to lend or invest. We are providing no recommendation to buy or sell securities. Everything you see here and listen to on this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Please consult with your attorney, your CPA, and your security advisors before making any investment decision. Welcome back to another episode of Watch the Stack, a podcast designed to help commercial real estate sponsors and developers do larger deals. I'm your host, Roderick Jones, and I am glad that you are here. On this episode, we'll be diving into the difference between mezzanine financing and pref equity. Let's go ahead and get right into it. So what is mezzanine financing? You hear this term a lot when dealing with commercial real estate and the capital stack. Is there a mezz piece? Well, are you able to do mezzanine financing? Do you offer mezzanine financing? And you hear mezzanine financing and pref equity thrown in together and interchangeably. So what is mezzanine financing? Mezzanine financing is simply a loan. It's a loan that provides sponsors with higher leverage in the capital stack. And so when we say higher leverage, that means that the mezz lender will usually lend up to 85% loan to value or 85% loan to cost. And with this 85% loan to value and loan to cost, the mezz lender is usually in the second lien position, meaning that they get paid after the senior lender. So as we said before in our previous episodes with the capital stack, you know, first it's the senior lender, then it's the mezz lender, then it's the pref equity, then it's the common equity. So mezz lender is in that senior lien position, second lien position, and they get paid after the senior lender. And so mezzanine financing is usually the bridge between where the senior lender stops, meaning that the senior lender is normally capped out between 65 and 75%. And then the mezz piece will pick up from there and take the capital stack up to 85%. And then that's when the common equity begins or the pref equity begins. So is there a current payout with mezzanine financing? So yes, there is a current payout with mezzanine financing. A mezzanine loan is just like a traditional loan. You must pay on it every single month. And being that the mezz lender is higher up in the capital stack, they normally have a higher interest rate because of the higher risk. So as we said before on the capital stack episode, the higher you go up in the capital stack, that means the higher the risk is. And the more risk that the capital takes on, they're going to require a higher interest rate or a higher return on their investment. And so a mezz lender's return or interest rate is going to range from 6% to 15%. And it normally just depends on the deal and the risk associated with that particular asset. So what happens if you default on a mezzanine loan? So being that a mezzanine loan is a loan with a lien on the property, if you default, the mezzanine lender will foreclose on the property and take over the asset. It's just like a traditional loan. If you don't make your payments, then the bank forecloses on the property. You lose the amount of money that you invested into the property. The bank takes it back over, and then they go ahead and sell it off, you know, at a bank-owned auction or sell it off at the auction. With a mezz lender, if you don't make your payments on time and you can't make your payments, then the mezz lender forecloses on the property, meaning that they exercise their right to foreclose on that loan that they provided for you. So they foreclose on the loan, they take over the property, and they begin paying the senior lender for the asset. All right. So now we're going to go into pref equity. So we're going to go super fast over pref equity because we just did a whole podcast on it. And if you want to hear that episode, go ahead and listen to what is pref equity, where we go deep into pref equity and the different types of pref equity. So as we stated on the last podcast, pref equity is an equity product with debt-like features. It means that the upside is capped, it has a current return, an accrued return, and it is paid out after the mezzanine financing and before the common equity. And so if you want to deep dive, make sure you go and listen to the last episode. So now here's the question of the day, which we all have been waiting for. What is the difference between mezzanine financing and pref equity? The main difference between mezzanine and pref is the collateral for the capital. Mezzanine financing is a loan. The capital is secured by a second lien position. So mezzanine financing is just that. It's a loan and the capital is secured by a second lien position. Pref equity is an equity product with debt-like features. The capital is secured by the ownership interest in the property. So the mezzanine financing is secured by the property because they put a second lien on a property. And then pref equity is secured by the entity that owns the property. So they're secured by the ownership interest in that entity, which then controls the property. So in the event of a default, the mezzanine financer will foreclose on the property, take it over, and begin paying the senior lender. In the event of a default on a pref equity piece, the pref equity investor will foreclose on the partnership, take over the partnership, and begin paying the mezzanine lender and the senior lender back if those layers exist. And if they don't exist, then they just take over the partnership and run the property or sell the property or do whatever they need to do to make their investment whole. So let's go ahead and recap. Mezzanine financing is a loan. Pref equity is an equity investment with debt-like features. They both go up to 85% of the capital stack. Mezzanine financing requires a monthly payment, just like a senior loan. Pref equity has a current payment and an accrued payment. Mezzanine financing is secured by a second lien position on the property, and pref equity is secured by a pledge of ownership interest and takeover rights. So that is all I have for this episode. I'll see you on the next one. Thank you for listening to the Watch the Stack podcast. Please take some time to leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. And if you have a topic that you would like for us to discuss, you can visit www.apartycapitalmarkets.com/podcast. Submit your topics and we will consider them for the next show. With that being said, see you on the next episode.